Sky995FM.com. Inform, inspire, empower. This is Sky 99.5 FM.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to it. It is Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. And Christian, speak out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. Lady G, in your company this morning on this beautiful Monday morning. It's Monday the 12th of April. My, how the time is flying. 2021, it's a beautiful Monday, and Father, today we say we thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning and for allowing us to see another day. As we commence a new work week, we pray, oh God, for favor. We pray that you'll cover us and protect us from every accident, every incident. We pray that you will cover our nation, Lord. Cover our leaders in government. Cover our leaders in the opposition. Cover our families, oh Lord, our children, oh God, from this pandemic, oh God. Father, we lift our sister island Tobago up as well. Oh God, we pray for a resolve in that THA situation. Father, we pray for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We pray, oh God, that you will cover our families over there. In Jesus' name we ask, oh God, every obstacle and every hurdle that will come our way, we ask, oh God, that you give us the grace to overcome.
But you'll get stronger.
In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
The sun
and amen.
Again.
That's right. It's another work week.
Right.
Another week where things can happen for you. Oh. Good things.
Hold.
Just continue to trust in the Most High and He will see you through. So, let me say good morning going out to all my maxi taxi drivers.
No.
All my taxi drivers, my bus drivers, truck drivers.
Night.
My crane operators, all those of you in your private cars heading to work this morning, good morning to you. Good morning to all the members of the protective services, police, the army, the air guard,
yes.
Coast Guard, the fryer, prison, security guard, customs, immigration, licensing officers, everybody, good morning. Good morning to all the EHS workers, all our first responders, doctors and nurses, good morning. I think I've said good morning to everybody, and even you. My beautiful Sky family. Well, today is my granddaughter's birthday. I know you guys would have remembered that, so I'm saying it in advance. Happy birthday going out to my granddaughter, Abriella. From your granny, your uncles, your aunties. Your big sister, your mommy, your daddy, everybody. And all of us here at Sky. Happy birthday today. She's getting her cocoa melon cake, so it's all good. Today's topic, let me launch the topic. We're talking End Time Series Part 3, and we've got, guess who? Guess who's passing through the morning show this morning? We've got none other.
When you feel
Pastor Morris Johnson is going to be on for 2 hours with us this morning from 7. And he's going to be recapping the topics before, but concentrating on this particular topic. There are 7 churches in the book of Revelation. Which era of the church are we presently living in? So Pastor Morris Johnson is going to be passing through from 7. So we're going to just continue in the music. On the Sky 99.5 FM. Good morning. Text me at 333-9950. That's our WhatsApp. And of course, you can call us up at 625-2759 and 624-7729. 33 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. I hope you are enjoying the praise and worship inside Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. It is a beautiful looking Monday. Yes, I almost forgot what day it was. So today's topic, we are going to be discussing with Pastor Morris Johnson, End Times Part 3. And of course, there are 7 churches in the book of Revelation. Which era of the church are we presently living in? Let me take some calls before I get into your morning devotional. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla. Good morning.
Good morning,
good
darling.
Good morning to the Sky family this morning. Well, I just called to give love to Jean and Jeanette. to Mr. Santa Cruz, Mr. Mackenzie and family. Sonny Santa, and does we warn everyone to your family color. And of course, it's similar to Nancy. Today is his birthday, Jeremiah's birthday today.
Oh, today's Jeremiah's birthday as well? Nice.
Yes, yes. And I heard that is your old grandchild birthday too.
Granddaughter, yeah.
Yeah, so I just want to send much love to everyone. And to my family, Marcy, everyone, my neighbors, and the rest of everyone. This morning, much love. And everybody say sweet and Jesus are going by, Carla.
Bye-bye. Blessings. All right, so I'm putting, not now, but I'm putting Jeremiah and Briella into the birthday corner today. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Morning, darling, how are you?
I'm blessed this morning.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I see sunshine pushing out his head up here in Melbourne.
Well, we had to be thankful for the sunshine, you know, for real, you know.
Yeah, we had to thank God for every little thing. You see what's happening to our sister island?
Yeah,
so we have to give God praise and thanks.
Yeah.
We have to continue to pray for those people over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God never give it too much that they cannot bear. So we are praying for you people out there that everything will happen. Trinidad and Tobago, their boats are going up tomorrow. Please God, they are helping tremendously.
Yeah, as always.
Yeah, as always. We want to thank the government and the people. And the supermarket and them who contributed. We want to thank each and everyone who helping our sisters and brothers over there. That's a mighty job they do. Now, here is a question this morning about the seven churches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but which part are we at among? I wait until Pastor Johnson come on and I listen on, and then I'll call and give my view of what I know about the seven churches and where we are today.
So why don't give it now?
Yeah, well, right now we as the seven churches in the Revelation talk, it connects with Daniel and Daniel, where we are at the foot of the statue, which and all that. So it's a very big topic. So I'll go then listen to one to hear what people are saying, and then I'll contribute.
All righty, thank you.
Yeah, that's my take. Yeah, we are the foot of the statue right now. And they connect with the seven churches in Revelation. Only after the I'll say so far, I'll continue listening to the program. And I'll call back and give me my view of my age. Because sometimes I just have to call back sometimes when I listen to other people, what they have to say. And I have a different perspective about it. So I just say, listen on, and then I'll call back.
All right.
Good morning to the beautiful Sky family. Anne from La Hocata, Anne and her son from Mova. Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel, Veronica, Innocent, spoke to me yesterday. Miss Janice, everybody who is listening, Gina and Jeanette, a pleasant good morning to each and everyone. And I presume everybody had a wonderful weekend.
Oh, yeah,
and
we did.
I want to send a belated birthday greeting to my sister yesterday. It was her birthday. Ruth Williams from Carapo. Happy, happy birthday. I know you enjoy. She enjoys herself immensely. Every minute she only texting and sending kind of cake she gets on WhatsApp. I say, I don't want a WhatsApp cake. So women real thing. She enjoys it. She said immensely yesterday. She's a girl like me and Gia. We like to give, and she like to, and a lot of people give her a lot of things yesterday. So she enjoys herself immensely. So Ruth, happy belated birthday. And all who is listening, the Sky family, this morning, a pleasant good morning. The silent listener, all who is listening, Carla, this morning, a beautiful voice. And Carla, look, Jeanette is right here waiting to talk to you, and you do reach out safely to your children.
Thank you,
and
darling.
You have a blessed, and wonderful week ahead of you and a wonderful day today.
I will.
Good morning to the beautiful woman in Father Spain.
Morning, darling. How are you?
I'm all right for now. I just spread my fingers a little. I was holding too much alone.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't want to make two trips, and I took all in one trip.
Right.
I'm playing young. This 120-year-old woman playing young. I took all the load in one hand.
Oh, my.
So I get up with the hand hot. Remember, don't fight me. By the end of the day, I have the Dr. Jean in the house, the herbalist.
Yes, you do.
And she gave me
You're so blessed.
My hand feels much better, so I'm getting up to go in tongue again. My foot is very hot.
Well, I know that. I know that for sure.
I like a rolling stone that gather on the moss, as my mom does say.
So all the beautiful Sky family, this morning, I want to say good morning to each and everyone, Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel, Anne from La Haqueta, Anne from Movanasan, Janice, Innocent, all who's listening, Gina, Gina, Eustace in library. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Belated birthday also to my sister. Also give her a shower with her love this morning. Each and everyone reach home safely. Carla, you reach home safely by the grace of God. And as Jean say, the topic is a wide topic. When I get rich one of these good days, before the year end, I'm going to pay the whole registration. I want the whole 2 hours with you to discuss Bible.
All right.
So I'm going to pay the registration to discuss Bible. When
okay.
I get a little money, more money.
All right.
More susu money. When I go back the second rounds.
Nice.
I call the boss and ask him how much for the hour or the 2 hours.
All right.
Okay, you have a wonderful day. Or you invite me in my talk.
All right.
You have a wonderful day. I reach him safely, darling. Catch you.
Bless
you. Please, God.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sing it again. Text me at 333-9950. Let me hear from some folks on my text board this morning. Alrighty, let's go right back down to the beginning of the text messages. Morning to you, Shireen, Gina at Uncle Val. Good morning. Good morning. Two songs playing. Not sure if okay.
We give you all the glory.
Good morning, Carla G, the Sky family, your family and mine. God's blessings on your granddaughter on her birthday today. Wishing her health, strength, happiness, and long life. Mwah. Much love, Yvonne. Thank you. Morning, Megan and Irie. Good morning, Carla. Happy birthday to your granddaughter. I did not get her name. Abriella. Hope you had a great weekend. We live in the Laodicean area.
Good morning to Hyacinth, Timothy, Mrs. Santa Cruz, Janet of Maloney, and all of Sky family.
Megan, good morning, darling. Good morning, Donna. Well, I hear Gina and Gina said Daniel's. I had something about Daniel and we are at the foot of the thing. But Megan is saying we are in the Laodicean area. How many of you agree with that? Good morning, Carla. My love, blessings to you and the Sky fam today. Thank you. Good morning.
Morning, Miss Carla. This is Adele. Long time we never really chat over the holidays. Anyway, just sending a message to say have a good day today. And good morning to Mr. Santa Cruz. Namani also wanted to say hi. Namani, come.
Good morning, Miss Carla. This is Namani.
Morning, Armani. Morning, Adele. Morning, Denise. Good morning, Brent in New Grant. Good morning, guys. Donna in Kelly Village, Megan in Irie. This lady here. Carla, I swear Sky callers have speedy fingers and not. Morning, Michelle Wiley. Morning, Ajay. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Carla.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm going good. I went to church yesterday.
Beautiful, wonderful. God Hello. Is good.
I'm home for my dear. I said I went to church yesterday.
That is awesome. I'm glad that you did.
Well, let me tell you, I want to say good morning to this whole of the Sky family, the CEO, Sonny Sanzano, Miss H, my mother from. Support everybody. Yeah, I went to church yesterday, but here I want to tell you. When I leave by my sister, I went up the highway and according by Smart, across the priority bus route and across our next road. But I was going by Pastor Duncan Church. I ended up by Ting Church, Full Gospel Church before Mr. Duncan Church. Wait, my church, you remember?
Yeah, Divine Encounter.
I was going by his church.
Right, you said that.
Right. Well, I went in the wrong church. I didn't go by here. I went in by some Pentecostal church.
Oh, you went to Dabney Pentecostal?
Right, I went there yesterday. The service was real nice.
Mm-hmm.
A bald head guy preached and it was real nice. I enjoyed myself on it.
Nice, very good.
And also,
glad to hear
you. I still love myself.
I'm glad that you are.
But I want to talk something this morning. It's not the topic we're talking about. Eh?
It's something
we used to be keeping me off of the radio station. It has some people on the radio station that they must pushing me away from being on the radio station for all the months. Eh?
All right. That is your voice, the Christian perspective. And Christians, you got to speak out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM.
So, wherever you go, there's something you've got to know. God is still there.
And
he told me to tell you.
It's gonna be
alright. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna play this one for Mr. Whiteland, you know. I just wanna encourage you, and not only you, but other people that may, you know, have had persons that have made you feel like you wanna give up Christ. Because sometimes some people, let me tell you guys something, and I say this without apology. Not everybody that say Lord, Lord, because it's in the word, would enter into the kingdom of heaven. So you have to be very careful and be mindful of that. And we're not judging anybody. We are not about that. But don't let any man or woman discourage you from your walk with Christ. You need to find and you need to surround people. I am learning that every day. But you need to surround yourself with positive-minded people. People that wouldn't get you into confusion. People that wouldn't backbite you and smile in front of your face. People. And let God show you who those people are. And you know what? The Bible says by your fruits you would know them. So you would know. And those persons aren't the right persons for you to be around. And just distance yourself from them. Yeah, don't let anybody. And I'm sure you guys would have heard what he said just before, and I had to take the call off here, obviously. But I did encourage him to not let anybody. Don't let it trouble you. I'm aware of the battle that we would face, but the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So when people are trying to hurt us, it's not them. It is the enemy. And that's all we have to look at it as. It's the enemy that is waging war against us.
Every victory comes
as children of the Most High.
Work today,
yeah.
Change tomorrow.
Sad though, sometimes when you hear those kind of things, it really saddens me. Can't, but you know, God is good.
Ever stay.
Never give up. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Carla.
Morning, darling. How are you?
What's your granddaughter's name?
My granddaughter's name is Abriella.
Abriella, happy birthday to you, the baby. May you live to see many men, and may you have a beauty and wonderful day today. And to Mr. Whiteland, I say good morning to you. I want to sing something for you, Mr. Whiteland. And God bless you. You just hold on to Jesus, and he will see you through. Let me sing something for you. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you alone. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory, Lord. We worship you alone. You are worthy to be praised. Mr. Whiteland, you have a blessed day today, and God bless you. Mother Corridon, good morning to you. Gina and Gina, Princess Margaret, good morning, and Julie and her husband. A pleasant good morning to you, and Mr. Santa Cruz, have a blessed day. God bless you. Bye, and Carla.
Bye-bye, darling. Love
okay.
you.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. There are times, ways and
methods I don't understand. You seem so far. Tell me. All right, so it's 2 minutes before the hour 7. You know I can't take any more calls, guys. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. And inside the next hour, we're going to have Pastor Morris Johnson passing through. It's your time now. And you guys are going to be able to call and ask questions, all right? Yeah. End Times Part 3. What era of the Laodicean church and what signs tells us that we are in the Laodicean era, if we are. If we are, that is. We're going to hear different perspectives. Of course, you're free to call in and ask Pastor Johnson about the topic.
Inform, inspire, empower. This is Sky 99.5 FM.
Good morning. Well, welcome to the program. It is Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. And Christians, speak out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. And without further interruption, so we have on the line Pastor Morris Johnson. Pastor Johnson, welcome to the program. That's the crowd they're cheering you on.
All right.
Good.
Thank you very much, Zeka.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm blessed. So today we have the pleasure of having you in our midst, as per usual, as you are on every day. But, you know, we thought that we would have you on today because I know this is a topic that you know you are vast in terms of information and biblical scriptures. You are very well learned in this area. So, I couldn't keep it back anymore. I had to have you on.
That is so kind of you, and thank you very much. And we go a long back, right?
Way, way back.
when we were at Moban, I wonder where we're getting this coming back from.
The feedback?
Yes.
All right, let me take it down just a little bit. Yes. Is it better now?
Yes, thank you.
Beautiful. Right.
So when we were at Moban Pentecostal, how old were you at that time?
Oh, 1 year old.
Wow.
What do you want?
You barely got to know us, right?
Yeah. Well, we got to know you when Daddy would bring us over to your house, kind of frequently in Malabar. So, yeah.
Coming across from Lahore.
Yeah, coming across from Lahore. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so, I really thank God for the opportunity, you know, and I've been praying since 4 o'clock this morning. You know, so that God will just, you know, have his way. The Bible says, if any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God. You know, and God told Moses, he said, you'll be God to Pharaoh. So whatever you say, Moses, I will be, it's like I said it. You know, and Sister Carla, it is so important that in this day and hour that we're living in, that we give a clear song.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says, who will go to battle if there's not a clear song? In other words, in the olden days, when a trumpet blasts a certain song, people know that is for a time of rejoicing, or it's a wedding, or it's a funeral, or it's time to go to war.
Yeah.
So you cannot give different signals, otherwise people will be confused.
Exactly.
Yes. And God doesn't confuse anyone. No one.
Mm-hmm.
So we know if it's not God confusing, we know it is the devil.
Yeah.
Because he's the master of, you know, confusion, lies, and deception and everything. I call him Scarface. You know, whenever the last time you saw the devil, I don't know how you saw his face. But the next time you see him, just watch straight across his face, you'll see a scar.
Yeah.
And that is what Jesus did for him, to him, over 2,000 years ago.
Wow.
Yes. You know, so he only operate in the area of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
So believers who do not understand their true potential and their God-given ability and God's plan and purpose for their lives, they live in ignorance.
Right.
But the time has come when we no longer could live like that. we are living in the age of technology. I mean, there's breakthroughs on every side. So if there are breakthroughs in the natural, then obvious there ought to be breakthroughs in the spiritual.
Yeah.
Because at least God is not going to be second, right?
Exactly.
So it is so important that we understand that. So I, again, and you're free to interact, you understand?
Of course. So my question to you this morning, we're talking End Times Part 3. So the question we're asking you this morning is, there are seven churches in the book of Revelation. Which era of the church are we presently living in? And what are the signs that we are in this particular era?
Right. So good morning to the listeners. And thank you very much, Sister Carla. Now, we're talking about seven churches. This will take 7 years to really explain. But we'll try to do it, you know, as
in the 2 hours.
Yes, within the time. And probably we can do a follow-up on it.
Of course.
Yes, but you're talking about seven churches. So, talking about seven churches, you're talking about Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
Mm-hmm.
Laodicea. Now we are in the church. We are in the age of the Laodicean church.
Okay.
Lukewarm church.
Hmm.
Yes. And I want you to picture here that when the church started, or the church age started, that what would happen, or what have happened, is that God had to keep moving out of their box, as it were. Because people try to put God in a box.
Yeah.
And God will not be part of that. So from Ephesus, the church, God moved on to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia, brotherly love, and Laodicea. Now, so in Ephesus, what we find is that the danger of diminishing love.
Hmm.
The danger of diminishing love. In other words, you're losing it.
Yeah.
God is calling these people to come back.
Right.
I remember, and you will remember, and all those who married will remember that their first love. You remember that first love?
Yeah.
When you didn't want to have that person out of sight?
Yeah.
Right. You can't wait to get home. You cannot wait. You know, you're watching your time. Oh, my God, I wonder if you're going to be home now.
Hmm.
And, I mean, this is what... I mean, I used to walk, my brother-in-law and myself. Well, before I got to that, there was a young girl who I was kind of dating in Rio Claro, because I came from Rio Claro.
Right.
And I will walk probably about 3 miles after service to drop her home.
Wow.
And I had to pass by a cemetery. People always hear me open my book and tell them the truth. So when I'm going up with her by the cemetery, all of that, I will walk, you know, Morris Johnson, Brave, whatever, whatever. But as soon as I drop her home, I'm running like crazy. It just shows the kind of, you know, risk and thing that you will take for somebody who you're interested in.
Right.
And when I met, well, Mrs. Agnes Johnson, my wife,
mm-hmm.
Here how this started. I started to go to deliverance service at Korea Pentecostal Church.
Mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday, I will pluck my card and I will go to deliverance. Now, I was not looking for no woman. I was just looking for the Lord and get closer to Him and say, oh God, just excited about what was happening at Korea Pentecostal Church. And as a result of that, I used to get Power Magazine from R.W. Shambach. And I met this young lady a day, and I encourage her in these magazines, and I started give her these magazines to read and all the rest of it, not knowing sooner or later that we would have, you know, got married in 1977, and all the rest is history. But I would leave. I was living Don Miguel Road in San Juan, and I would leave Don Miguel Road in San Juan, go to Second Caledonia, and I will meet her there, and we will spend, you know, time just fellowshipping, talking through this relationship. Her mother got delivered from smoking tobacco for over 20-something years. Here it was that we came to know each other and we got married.
Right.
And I just wanted to, every minute to spend with her, and she wanted every minute to spend with me. And this is what first love is all about.
Yeah.
Now, what has happened is that people have moved away from that. The church have moved away from that. So God is calling the church back to it. So in Ephesus, we have the diminishing love. In Smyrna, you have the danger of fearing suffering. People are afraid to suffer. Oh, they just want to hear the nice thing. Oh, how I can prosper. And you understand that type of thing that's going on in the church today. Everybody just wants to talk about prosperity, but nobody wants to speak about suffering. And Paul talk about suffering. Jesus talk about suffering. If any man will come after me, let him first deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. So you're talking about suffering.
Yeah.
In Pergamos, the danger of doctrinal compromise. I mean, people are willing to compromise today for anything. And as I said, we can go deep into these things because there's a lot of ministry in those different areas. In Sardis, the danger of spiritual debt. And if you know, we just read these different churches, mm-hmm. probably if you want to just interact with me, if we could look at these churches.
All right.
And I could ask if your indulgence for reading, please.
No problem. I know you like to, have someone read, so I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
So what book are we in?
Revelation chapter 2 and 3, and we want to encourage people to get their Bibles and just take what we say. Let's look at it.
Revelation chapter 2.
Yes.
Verse 3.
Right. So let's start from verse 1.
Hold on. So, trying to pull it up. All right, let me just pull it up on my phone. It's
sure.
easier to pull up the Bible instead of pulling it up on the computer. Let me just pull that up on the Bible app.
The people, we are looking at the seven churches this morning. We just kind of just browsing through, mm-hmm. reading the scriptures, putting that as a foundation, but we're heading really to the last church.
Right. So we're in Revelation chapter 2, and what verse are we going to?
Right, so we're just reading the two chapters. Reading from verse 1 of chapter 2 all the way in between, I'm going to. So when we talk about Ephesus,
mm-hmm.
you already heard I talk about diminishing love.
And right, diminishing love. All right, so unto the angel of the church of Ephesus writes, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted.
Stop there a little bit, Sister Carla.
Right.
No, that is Jesus was commending them.
Mm-hmm.
But watch what happened in verse 4.
Verse 4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love.
Wow. Now, at one time, these people were in love with Jesus. But all of a sudden, they have left.
Yeah.
They didn't lose it, eh? Because you know you could lose something.
Yeah.
But when you willfully leave it, walk out of it, turn your back on it, that is what they have done to Jesus in his church. Let's keep going and let's see how we're going to take them back to when they started, what they ought to do.
Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlesticks out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
Now, Jesus is very clear. He's not mixing words. He says, remember where you have fallen from. One, remember. Two, repent. And three, do the first work all over again.
Yeah.
Back to that place. That place where you were so in love. You wanted to do anything for Jesus. Jesus was number one. Jesus was your passion. Jesus was, I mean, you couldn't wait to get to the service. You were so excited to tell everybody about Jesus. But all of a sudden now you're boiling like bhaji, like if that is the norm.
Mm.
Jesus, listen, he says, you're getting my stomach sick. You want me to throw up. You're making me feel, oh my God. Let's continue, please, Sister Heather. Sister.
He that had an ear to hear. I know you're accustomed with Sister Heather. Yes. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So to him.
Who are you speaking to?
He speaking to us.
Yes. the churches. Yeah,
yeah, he's speaking to the church.
Yeah.
To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in...
So that's before we go on to Smyrna.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, if you repent...
If I repent.
Right. If we repent, if the church repent, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life.
Yes.
Which is in the midst of the of paradise of God.
Yes.
I mean, look what Jesus wanted. He loves us. People, wherever you're listening us today, he loves us with an everlasting love. And this is why he's still pleading. This is not by chance, Mr. Carla, have us doing this morning. It's not by chance. You know, it's not by chance. If you are in tune with God anywhere you are today, you will feel that there's a strong anointing that is coming forth through
yes.
their ways. Let's continue. Let's hear the second church, angel.
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and wow. tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Now, are you just finished verse 11?
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
Very strong words from our Master. There are two deaths. I keep telling people, if you're born once, you die twice. If you're born twice, you die once. Make a choice. Once you decide to born once, then you have to maintain that relationship. It's, you know, they said that women need watering. They're like flowers.
Yeah.
And if you don't water them, then they get irritated. They start to, you know, you're your woman. You know what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here we have Jesus is saying, I know thy work and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Satan, yeah.
Jesus is warning the church.
Yeah.
He is calling the church back to him. I started off by telling you, every church goes into the other one
mm-hmm.
until we reach the church of Laodicea. And that is where we are today, the age of Laodicea, the lukewarm church.
The lukewarm church.
Yes. So go ahead. Tom.
And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things said he which had the sharp swords with two edges.
Wow.
I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast...
One second, Sister Carla. Again, we see in him commending the church.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They know where Satan's seat is, and they list go and hold fast my name and my faith. They do not deny my faith and the rest of it, and Antipas and my faithful martyr, and who was playing where Satan dwelleth. And he tells them all of those things, but now I have a few things against you. Let's
mm-hmm.
see what he have. You see, when God speaks to us, we must look and see what he's saying and see what he have against us so we can correct it so it's
yes.
no longer against us.
Yes.
Very important.
Let's hear what he has against us now. Because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication.
Now, as a student of the word, you know that Balaam met with the prophet, with the king Balak.
Right.
Balak. Now the king Balak wanted Balaam to curse the children of God, the children of Israel.
Hmm.
And he took him to different altars and all different places and whatever. And it is like ministers today who love money that will do anything for money.
Yeah.
And Jesus, just imagine, Balaam is in the Old Testament and Jesus brought it straight to the end of the book. Why? because of what is happening today. People who are corrupted, people who have allowed money to distort their vision, no longer they are seeing as they ought to see or where, how they used to see. They started off well, and you remember he commended them.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden now he says, I have a few things against you. You hold on to the doctrine of Balaam,
mm-hmm.
who caused my servant to set up a stumbling block before the people of Israel.
Right.
And Balaam, the prophet Balaam, he's a prophet.
Yeah.
But he still wants, he's, if you read this thing in the book of Numbers, this man continues to go before God because the king is offering him money. The king is offering, a position. What a higher position you can get than to be a child of the Most High.
Yes, Lord.
Peace unto God. But here it is, he's willing to take money if God will allow him. And I asked her to speak to the prophet, you know. The prophet became so dumb, so blind, that he continued in his ways, like a lot of people today who are behind the sacred desk.
Yeah.
Money blind their eyes, no longer they are seeing as they ought to see, and they're willing to push it under the carpet. They're willing to take something under the whatever, so that, you know, let give them a pass, a free pass, yes. But God will have none of it. Thank you. So then.
So continuing with the reading. So has thou also... them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which things I hate, repent, or else I will come unto thee and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
Very clear. Very clear. You hold the doctrines, you hold things that I hate. Repent.
Wow.
I tell you to repent or else. This is my church. And we're going to see, Sister Carla, Jesus is outside this church and he's knocking. He's knocking at the door, want to get into his own church. The churches, the leaders, the ministers have put him out. Now they're doing their own thing. Let's keep going and see. Repent. Verse 16.
He says, repent or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that had an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Unto the angel of the church of... Okay, well, so we're going into Thyatira now.
Yes, but just before we go to Thyatira, now watch carefully. Jesus gives his people time to repent, and he continues talking. You have to overcome. You have to overcome the corruption. You have to overcome the mismanagement. You have to overcome the flesh. There are things that you have to overcome if you're going to eat of the hidden manna.
Yeah.
Remember the Israelites, the children of Israel, God fed them with manna.
Yes.
God fed them with manna.
Yeah.
God wants to feed his people. He wants to take care of his people. But his people have to come in line.
Yeah.
On to verse 18 and see.
And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira writes, these things saith the Son of God, who had his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first.
Stop a little again, Sister Carla, before we go into nevertheless. Again, we are seeing him commending the church of Thyatira. You have charity. I know your works. You're faithful. You have patience. You know the last is more than the first. But something has gone wrong. Again, we are seeing somebody in the Old Testament, God has brought in the New Testament, the last book of the Bible. Why? He hates this. Let's see, Sister Carla.
Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee again, because thou sufferest the woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols.
Yes, the mixture. You know, they want to serve Jesus and they want to serve idols. They want to serve Jesus and they want to serve this and they want to serve Jesus and they want, you know, they want to get so close to the edge without falling over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the kind that Jesus hates. Let's keep going and let's see verse 21.
All right, so today we're talking End Time Series Part 3. We are in the Laodicean era, but we're going through all the churches until we lead up to the Laodicean era. We have our special guest, Pastor Morris Johnson, on the line. Pastor Johnson, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being a part of our program this morning.
Sure, and it's a pleasure to be with you, Sister Carla. We go, as I said, way back.
Right? Way back.
I said you were 1 year old.
One year old, but yes, I was.
You were still using the pastor part.
Yes. I was in Pampers still.
Yes.
So that, you know, just shows you how much information that you have as a leader in our church today. All right, so we're continuing with the chapter that we're in. For those of you that are just joining us, we're in Revelation chapter 2, and we've gotten to verse 21. Yes.
So, but probably you could just pick it back up from verse 20.
Not a problem. All right, so notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat, things sacrificed unto idols.
It just shows how God hates idols, right? It just, you see, because in Exodus chapter 20, he says, you shall have no other gods but me.
Yeah.
God is not pulling punches. You know what I love God for? God is a straight shooter, a sharp shooter. He tells us what he means and what he means what he says.
Yeah.
You know, and if we as the Church of Jesus Christ want to get the truth, we got to get the mask off. You know, we are living in a day when everybody have the mask on, eh?
Yeah.
And it just shows the condition, because all truth is parallel. So as in the natural, mass is not normal. It is not natural. It causes people to suffocate. It is not pleasant. People are breathing in and breathing out the same thing. But that is what is in the natural. But in the spiritual, we don't need no mask. We need to get the mask off. We need to rip it off.
Yes.
If we are going to be ready for the return of Jesus Christ. So, let's continue and see. I gave her space to repent
of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds.
That word there, Sister Carla, except. He puts in an exception there.
Yes.
He put a clause there. There's hope. There's hope. God does not want his church to continue how we have been going. He wants us to change. He wants us to come around to what his plan and purpose for our lives. And that is why, you know, people keep quoting the scripture, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people. But many times, it just is a byword. It's no longer coming from the heart. Whatever we do, the Bible says, must do it in heartily as unto the Lord. Whatever we do, heartily as unto the Lord. It must come from the heart. It must be genuine, not using words, but allowing the word to use our lives. So, here we are seeing, talking about accept and repent. Let's go at verse 20. Let's continue, please.
Verse 23. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works.
Yeah, he knows. He's going to give it. Let's keep going.
But unto you I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come.
Right. If you stop there a little bit, you realize that there are some who is not there. They're not in that mess that Jesus is talking about. So he's telling them, you know what? You hold fast till I come. So that's the other part of the church now that is moving forward to the next church. Well, let's keep going.
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star.
Your voice went down a little bit.
And which from, so should I read over from verse 27?
Yes, but I don't know why your voice went down, because my levels did not move.
Okay. All right, so, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to the shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that had an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Very important. He keep reminding people who have ears to hear. We have Sister Carla. We have two sets of ears. You know, and whenever people hear that, they start searching.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the spiritual ears and we have the physical ears.
Yeah.
So the spiritual ears is to operate in the spiritual, and the natural ears to operate in the natural. And there's so much more to this, but because of time, we need to push on. Go ahead, please.
But that's it for verse 2. So we go to verse 3 now.
Chapter 3.
Just one second. Revelation 3. Right, so back into verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, right, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead.
You know any type of religion like that? Speaks of a week.
You go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, so no, I just asked, you know, so here Jesus is saying, you say you live, but you are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going, verse 2.
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Keep skipping. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain.
Strengthen what you have.
Yeah, hold a second.
Be watchful. Watch. Jesus say, what I say unto one, I say unto all, watch.
Yeah.
Why? Because our adversary, the devil, goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
Please. Verse.
Right. So it keeps skipping. Why is it doing that? That are ready to die, for I have not. Why does it keep skipping? All right. Let me hold it down. That are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou has received and heard, and hold fast and repented. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
So, Sister Carla, we are seeing he's talking like the first church. Remember,
yeah,
you have some good things here. Remember, you have received the word, you heard it, you hold fast it now. Repent,
yeah.
If you don't want the negative, then watch, because I'm coming as a thief.
Wow.
Verse 4,
thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled.
So you see, there are those who are not defiled. What, when you talk about defile, I mean, anybody should know the meaning of defile.
File, yeah.
Yes, you're either corrupt or you're not corrupt.
Yeah. Now defile their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
Yes.
He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Wow. He that had an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches.
Privilege we have. What a privilege we have. That is why, Sakala, I live for nothing else. I do nothing else. This is all I live for. 24/7. I want to be in tune with God. I want to hear God's voice. I want to know him. I want to know him like Moses knew him. I want to know him as Joshua knew him. I want to know him as Elijah knew him. I want to know him as Paul, Peter, James, John. I want to know him as Jesus knew him. My God.
Wow.
Unto the angel of brotherly love. Yeah.
And unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write these things. Saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth and no man shut it, and shut it and no man open it. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Sorry about that. It keeps, the phone keeps skipping. And, wow. Where am I? Open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast, I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it in. Thank you, Jesus. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
Think about that, Sakala.
Yeah.
I know thy works. Jesus knows.
Yeah.
One Dallas Holmes says, Jesus knows my pain. He knows my hurt. He knows everything about you and I. The Bible says, even the hair on our head are numbered. Just think about that.
Wow.
When God created the heavens and the earth, he threw in the stars, billions of stars. He just threw it in. You know, he just threw it in. He created everything. He just spoke word. All God do is speak, you know.
Wow.
I love to be like God. That's what I do. I speak. I love to talk. So God just said, let there be, and let there be, and let there be. But when he came to you and I, he took time to make you and I. Why? Because we are created in the image and likeness of God. Very important words there. I know thy works. Verse 8.
I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. And for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of a synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee.
Amen.
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of the heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name.
Now, if you could stick a pin there, Sakala.
Stick a pin.
Behold, I come quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming.
Yes.
You know, when I was pondering on this last night, I know people will say, well, since my grandfather, great, 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 great grandfathers heard this,
mm-hmm.
they said about this. Well, God did not leave that ignorant.
Yeah.
No, he said it in the word very clearly. People will say that. And I'm going to find the scripture in a little bit. But just read over from verse 11 and let's kind of, because we're going into the last church.
Yeah.
Let's set on there a little bit.
Behold, I come quickly. Hold thou fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of the heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So, and now we go into the church of Laodicea, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Ah, boy. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Hello?
I'm right here.
Oh. Continue reading.
Please.
Because thou sayest, I am rich.
Stop a little bit. Stop a little bit. Here it is. Every passage you see, I know. Don't feel you don't know. Wherever you are today, whatever you are involved in, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows. And he says, you're cold. I would that you were hot. Because you're causing a, you know about lukewarm things, right?
Yeah.
You know how your stomach feel. You know, you want, if you're going to take a cup of coffee in the morning or whatever is your preference, you want it hot.
Yeah.
Or you want it cold. But, you know, you get a soft drink and it's not cold. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
You know, or you make some tea and the tea is warm and not hot. I mean, it really doesn't bring about the desired results that you want. And that is what Jesus is saying here. He's saying that you're causing my stomach, you want me to throw up. But let's keep going.
Wow. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have no and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable,
yes,
and poor and blind and naked.
Yes.
I counsel thee to buy of
just
me.
Just before we go into counseling. In other words, Jesus is saying you have air condition. You remember when you didn't have air condition?
Yeah.
Remember when you didn't have padded pews or nice chairs? You remember when you didn't have security? You remember when you didn't have all of these things?
Yeah.
You were faithful. You were presenting the gospel in its pure form. You were not mixing it. You were not trying to seduce people. You were not using underhand means to get things done. But you were just faithful, and you were just doing what you were asked to do. Now you become rich, and you increase, and you have no need of nothing, and you have everything you think you have. But he says, listen, you don't have the true riches. You do not have what really counts, because you have moved away, because you have left, because you have become cold in heart. No longer Jesus is on the front burner. But if you have time, you'll go and witness. If you have time, you'll do this. If you have time, you no longer study God's word. You just take it up and you go and you share it. Oh, yes?
Amen.
Let's hear what he says.
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with thy eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as love, I rebuke. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Remember, Tuli, he's at the door?
Mm-hmm.
He's knocking. Let's see if anybody will answer.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord saith unto the churches.
Amen.
And amen.
And amen. Wow. As many as I love, I rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Why? Because you're... Say you have this and you have that and you have no need of nothing. He says, but listen, I counsel you to get true goal. True goal. You're naked. Do not let your nakedness appear.
Yeah.
You're blind. You need eye salve to get your eyesight. Get God's word. It's about time the church understands. And it's time the church, God love us with such an everlasting love. You know, a lot of people who born again gonna be in hell.
Yeah.
Why?
Wow.
Because once you're born, Sister Carla.
Mm-hmm.
I, Maurice Johnson, born 1965. I mean, whether my parents disown me or not, I'm still here.
Yeah.
The only difference is that I will not be in their house.
Hmm.
God through his son Jesus Christ.
You'll be in your father's house.
He's the one who's setting us up in his house.
Yes.
He says, as many as I love, I rebuke. Well, why? Because
he loves Jesus. Yeah. Wow.
We are not bastards, we are sons. So he loves us, so he chastens us. He wants us to come to that place where he wants us to be. So I know you have to, if you want to say anything or...
Well, we're going to be taking calls. You're on with us for the next hour. So we're going to touch base with you inside our next hour. And we're going to kind of recap what we did last week. So any of you guys have questions, we're going to be taking calls. Pastor Morris Johnson is going to be taking calls. Any questions, any things that you may not have been clear on. We did topics on what's the mark of the beast. I would have sent you the questions, Pastor Johnson. Who is the Antichrist and where would he be coming from? So if you guys have any questions that you would like to ask Pastor Morris Johnson, you will be able to do so at inside our next hour, hour number 3 of Your Voice, the Christian Perspective.
Sky 99.5 FM.
The very best thing.
That's right. He's the very best thing that ever happened.
Can you say it?
When he, 2,000 years ago, he died on that cross for us. We are now saved by his grace. Once we give our hearts to him and give our lives to him, that is. We are doing End Time Series Part 3 on this Monday the 12th of April. Beautiful looking Monday on the outside. Morning to all those of you in the maxis, in the taxis. Yes, Jesus is the best thing. Suzanne M. and Chiguanas. Morning to Janelle Malamaraj, Glenda, Vanessa in La Hocata. Good morning, Robert Chan. I saw you deleted the message. Ooh, we have messages galore. Let me try and see if I can get through some of these messages before I go back on with Pastor Johnson.
Good morning, Carla G. and the whole Sky family from A to Z. This is a bright and a nice and sunny day this morning. The sun is peeping out today. You know, Carla, I just want to wish Jeremiah a happy, happy birthday. He is 4 today. Could you put him in the birthday corner, please? Jerry, Auntie Marcia, love you, baby. And my son-in-law, Ruben, I want to put him in the birthday corner. Today is also Ruben's birthday. So, Ruben, a happy birthday to you. All God's blessing upon your life. Jerry, all God's blessing upon your life, baby. Auntie, love you, honey. Carla, happy birthday to your granddaughter as well today. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
All right, thank you so much, Marcia in Mayaro. Selwyn in Mayaro, good morning to you. Pleasant to morning to all. Sending birthday greetings to Jeremiah on his 4th birthday, and you can please add him in your birthday corner. Birthday corner will run a little late today. We're going to take calls from you today at 625-2759. Ooh, seem to have lost Pastor Johnson. All right, so I'm going to have to touch back with him. We're going to touch base after the birthday corner. We're going to touch back base, Pastor Johnson. We're going to take more calls. I just want to get the birthday corner out because we didn't do tea time today or morning vitamin.
Bless, good morning, Sky family.
Morning.
I would like to wish my big brother, Marlon,
all right, so let's get into it now.
A happy, happy birthday today out of Maraca, St. Joseph, from his sister, Michelle Hernandez from San Juan.
All righty. Nice.
Yes,
right, so we have some people, some very special people to play birthday songs for. So without further ado, let's say happy birthday to this young lady. Let me say happy birthday going out to Joy.
Oh, happy birthday, happy birthday.
11 years old today.
Oh, happy birthday to Joy.
Joy.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday, oh happy birthday.
Joy. Let me say happy birthday going out to my granddaughter, Abriella. Happy birthday to Susan, Joy, Marlon, Abriella, and Jeremiah. We're going to bring on Pastor Morris Johnson back in just a bit. It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. Well, he would have gone through all the churches. Really love how he did it this morning. He went through each and every church, describing and explaining what the church is and what era we are in. We are in the Church of Laodicea, which is the lukewarm church. And we went into depth with that. Welcome to the program. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I got him back on the line. So, Pastor Morris Johnson, you're there with me?
Yes, I am right here. Right here. We are back.
We're back. And we're live. And well, today, Pastor, we want to get into two of the topics that we would have covered over the last couple of weeks. So we're just going to like do a recap for those persons that may have missed last week's Monday's program and the Monday before that. So last week Monday's topic, we touched on the Antichrist. So we asked the question, who is the Antichrist and where is he coming from?
We know that the Antichrist, the Bible talk about, even now, the Antichrist is here. But it's because of the lifestyle of people and people who deny the very Lord Jesus Christ. And there are some people who claim to be Christ. You know, Eastern mysticism and the list goes on and on. You know, but the Bible is very clear as far as the Antichrist is concerned. And, you know, there are people who believe that the Antichrist, they thought Hitler was the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
They thought Mussolini. They thought Gorbachev. And the list goes on and on. And all those things were missed because that is what they thought.
Right.
It's just like how they feel that this vaccine is the mark of the beast.
Right.
You know, but there have been things that leading up to it. And when, you know, we spoke about the mass earlier on, you know, we look at in Revelation chapter 13, verses 13 to 18, where the Bible is very clear concerning if you don't have, you won't be able to buy or sell, say if you have a mark.
Right.
You know, on your forehead, your palm, whatever. But the Antichrist, hear what the Bible says. Well, there are a number of scriptures, so I probably could just give people scriptures they can read. Revelation 13, verses 1 to 18. 1 John chapter 2, verses 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. And hear what some of these say. Probably we could go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. Second Thessalonians. Verses 2 to 4. And let's see what it says here.
Hold on.
Yes.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Yes, verses 3 and 4.
Verses 3 and 4. All right. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Yes, yes. Talking about the false prophet, the false Christ. You know, even in Matthew, Jesus said, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, people know that word, if possible, even the elect. You never say going to do it. He said, if possible. You know, so Sister Carla, there's so much scriptures where we are warned in scriptures about the Antichrist. The Antichrist, nobody can pinpoint where he's coming from. All we know is that we have guidelines of what to look for, what he'll be doing, how he will approach things. In other words, you wouldn't be able, he is going to put things in place where you will not be able to buy yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not no easy one. And
so we're putting it out there, the vaccine is not the mark of the beast.
No, it is not.
One other question, as we're talking on both topics, the mark of these, now, there are people on the station that have called the station and said that they've disputed, they've talked about Sunday worship, and some people have even said Sunday worship or Sunday worshippers will, or is the mark of the beast or something else of that nature.
I know who say those things.
Yeah.
Those things are missed. They have no proof on that. That is because you are not according to their persuasion.
Right.
So, but when you read the Bible, the early church gathered on the first day of the week. The early church gathered on the first day of the week. And Paul says that there should be no gathering, you know, so that do all what you're gathering, so that when I come, you know, you'll already have it. You know, so those things are missed. And those are cults that say those things.
Wow.
You know, but the word of God is very clear. And let's hear what the Bible says concerning the mark of the beast. In Revelation chapter 13, and if you want to do some reading, or if you just want to just pinpoint it.
All right, so let me read it. Revelation chapter 13.
Yes, from verse 12.
From verse 12. All right, so let me get down to verse 12 here in our Bibles. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. So I want to ask that question. Is this a literal mark? Because a lot of people have also said it's not a literal mark. They've said it's a system.
Well, the Bible did not specifically, although the Bible says number, it's the number for man, and as you read lower down, you're going to see it, right? But there are certain things that are figuratory, and there are certain things that are literal.
Right.
But we know for sure that this man is going to cause people, small and great, to receive in their body a mark. Now, what they are trying to, you see, as I said, they try to push all these different theories from time to time and telling you this is the mark and this is the mark. And when it does not come, it's like certain people said 1948, certain thing was going to happen, and then they change it and they continue to change it. Now, God doesn't confuse nobody. God is very clear with what he's saying. And first, if we want to better understand this, we have to go into the original language. And that is something we could look at. But if we're going to take it just as how the King James have it, or we could look at other translations, it is clear that it is a mark on the forehead or the right hand.
Yeah.
Right? And it is very clear from scripture as far as that is concerned. Right? Now they are talking about the vaccine, and they're, you know, that they are using, I think it's I something, what, F or something like that. I didn't pay much attention to that. All right? But they are saying that they are putting that in the system so that they can track people, just like what China is doing and all of these things.
Right.
But you see, the mark that is going to come is a mark that is going to cause people to turn away from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It is not something that you just get, you take some vaccine. No, I am not going to take the vaccine. Right? I've already been vaccinated, say, way back in 1962.
Amen.
I was born again.
So which I've heard a lot of people say on this station. I said I've heard a lot of people say that on air live. They say I've been vaccinated under the blood, and they're not taking it.
Right, and I am not speaking that, Sister Carla, ignorant.
Yeah.
That because of my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. On the 15th of March, 2020, God spoke to me very clearly when I was ministering at the church from Psalm 46. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Not absent, not future, not past, present. I am present with you this morning.
Amen.
God is present, or he's our present help. In other words, out of relationship, developing that relationship, we can speak to God. There's no fear in love. The Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. So
Amen.
God didn't give us a spirit of fear according to Paul writing to Timothy, but give us a power, love, and of a strong mind. In Psalm 103, what are the benefits of those who serve in God? Who forgiveth all our iniquities, heal all of our diseases, redeem our lives from destruction, crown us with loving kindness, tender mercies, satisfy our mouth with good things.
Wow.
So if God satisfies our mouth with good things, if he redeem our lives from destruction, if he does all of these things, Psalm 103 is our daily vitamin. Every single day I say it before I finish. Every single day. And when I'm ready to go and sleep, I say Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. I will lay me down and sleep. For only you, Lord, causes me to dwell in safety.
Amen.
So, if you continue to read here in verse 17 and 18, you'll see what it says here concerning the mark.
And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Pastor Johnson, I wanted to ask you, do you think that they already have the system set up and in place already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because if we believe Jesus Christ is coming soon, then Jesus Christ, the first Christ, or Jesus Christ, he was basically 33 and a half years when he left the earth. So, if Jesus Christ is coming within our life, definitely the Antichrist is somewhere there. Right? Could be a young child, could be someone person in the teenager, as a teenager, but definitely he is there.
He's here.
Yes, and it's just a matter of time. As I said, all of these things are leading up to it. I was going to tell you earlier on before we went to the break about the vaccine passport.
Right.
Now, with the vaccine passport, you will not be able to travel. So these things are coming. This is what I tell you. It's leading up to it. I watch Dr. Fauci. Let me see if I could bring it up here quick. Dr. Fauci. Hear what he says. Now, Texas reversed their law as far as masks. And they said, no, it's not mandatory anymore. You could use it or you don't use it.
Okay.
The words of Dr. Fauci this morning, not sure why Texas doesn't have COVID uptick after Nixon masks. He's confused, and I'm not trying to blame him. What I'm trying to say, in Luke chapter 21, Jesus is the speaker. Jesus said in the last days, perplexities. What the word perplexity means?
Confusion.
Yes, no way out. And that is what's happening with the scientists, with government, with man in general.
Yes, 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 yes.
And you know the Bible tells us man's heart will fail them for fear because of the things that are coming upon the earth.
Yeah.
And as never before, people are in fear. People are afraid to travel. People are afraid to go to the supermarket. People are afraid. People are afraid. People are afraid. And as I keep saying, the only reason why we in Trinidad have not gotten what some other countries got is because God said in his word, he'll have mercy upon who you'll have mercy on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The government has done what they're supposed to do. But it's the whole thing rests on God.
Yeah.
God is the one who takes out one and puts in another.
Wow.
So, not being able, I mean, I have, my wife and myself, we have green card for the United States. Now, if I have to go to the States and they say that you cannot travel unless you have a vaccine passport, Boris Johnson will not be traveling.
Wow.
So I'm telling you the truth, you know.
I've heard people say that as well. Mm-hmm.
Because I am comfortable. I keep telling people I'm comfortable, you know. If they say I cannot go to the church building, I am comfortable to do it for doing it from home.
Yeah.
Because you know why, Sister Carla? God has been preparing me since in the 90s.
Yeah.
Over 20-something years, I have not gone to the radio station.
Wow.
You know, so God, when COVID hit last year...
You already had things set up and in place.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. And that is where you ought to be ahead of this game, as it were.
Yes.
God gives us wisdom.
Wisdom. Ah.
Opinion. He says, any man lack it, ask him.
Yeah.
And every day I ask God for the spirit of wisdom, counsel, might, knowledge, understanding, discernment, and the fear of God.
Amen. Amen. The lines are going to be open shortly. And you, any questions that you have, whether it's on our topic this morning, on which church era are we in, whether it's on our topics that we would have discussed earlier, meaning the mark of the beast being the mark of the beast or the Antichrist, any questions that you would have, you can ask Pastor Maurice Johnson. He is the man. He knows a lot. He's been in this longer than most of the pastors that have been, you know, on or around for quite some time. It's very well learned in the topic of end times. So guys, get ready, put your fingers to the phone on the sky. Let's take some more calls at 625-2759 and 624-7729. We have Pastor Maurice Johnson on the line. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kalaji.
Good morning, how are you?
Wonderful in Jesus.
Wonderful.
Good morning to Pastor Johnson also. A special good morning to the Sky family. I called to ask if it is possible that Pastor Johnson can repeat those scriptures that he called. Second Thessalonians 2:3-4 and the rest of them.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask him to repeat it when he was calling it. All right, Pastor Johnson, you heard that? All right, so could you just for the benefit of those that may not have picked up on the scriptures, could you repeat it for us? Let's go from First Thessalonians.
Oh, let's go from Revelation.
All right, First Revelations.
Yes, Revelation 15.
I'm not hearing him.
All right, Revelations
13.
Yes.
Verses
1-18.
Verses 1-18.
John 2:18.
Mm-hmm. First John chapter 2, verse 22.
Second John chapter
1,
verse 7.
Second John chapter 1, verse 7, he says.
Verse 7, yeah.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
I have that one, 3-4.
3-4, verse 3-4. Right.
That's the only one I catch.
If you want, you could always call me during the day and get the information.
Nice. Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you.
That's it. Second John 1-7. That's the last he said.
Yes. That's Second Thessalonians.
Thank you so much. And the program is quite interesting.
Thank you, darling. God bless you.
I'm locked in.
Thank you, Queen Esther.
Thank you. Welcome.
Bye-bye. Just about 19 minutes before the hour of 9, Pastor Maurice Johnson on the line with us this morning. So just a recap of the scripture verses, Revelation 13 verse 1 to 18, 1 John chapter 2 verse 18, 1 John chapter 4 verse 3, 1 John chapter 2 verse 22, 2 John chapter 1 verse 7, and 2 Thessalonians verses 3-4. Yeah? So any questions again, guys, you can call in at 625-2759-624. Pastor, you could probably take the volume up on your mic because they're not hearing you too clearly. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Morning.
Pastor Johnson, on the line?
Yes, he is.
Pastor Johnson, it's good to hear your voice. It's a very long time I haven't tuned into your program. But I always listen to your program in the days gone back and everybody else. Carla used to be there, I heard a lot of you. Say hello to your beautiful wife from this morning. And tell him, I will be telling him, I'm aware of who is the mark of the beast. I'm aware of the 666. And I know it's not a literary mark, and I know a lot of things. And what he spoke about this morning about the church, the hot or cold, I read all my Bible and I know all the things. It's so nice to hear, to enlighten the country about all those things. But there are some people who know and who don't know. So thanks to you for enlightening the country. So for me, I study my Bible and I know what it is. And I'm very proud to hear you on the radio this morning, letting the country know what all about it. You have a blessed day and enjoy the balance of the day. And blessings to you and your family. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Cola. 625, that's Jean. Pastor, anything else that you would want to add before we wrap things up? Okay, I see some more calls coming in. Hold the line. Hello, good morning.
I bless you, Carla. Good morning, and a blessed morning to Pastor Johnson.
Morning.
Yeah, blessed morning.
Morning, Reverend McKenzie.
Yes, I heard it. People, Carla, all I have to say, because I know time is short, or how would they say it? Eternity too short, or all I praise the Pastor Johnson. I love this subject, and I think very little to say inside it, because I think we should take action of our life now, because Revelation speaks in such a way and identifies the wrongs that is expecting us not to do, and it's just what's happening. And it starts from ministers, from heads come down and hit the head bad. You know, Pastor Johnson makes a statement that people look into the book and they say, this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice in it. And he went as far to say, if my people that are called by my name will... And we're not humble. We talk with our lips. You said that, Carla, earlier. We talk with our lips, but definitely our heart is not really real. I mean, some simple things people may feel that they are so holy about. And these are the very simple things that you deny people, because God says, not only your enemy, but it's not only your friend, but also your enemy. And sometimes, I mean, come on, you know, but I think it's a subject that will help me personally, because I listen from since morning, and I do hope that this will take cognizance. And a blessed good morning to you, Brother Green. Sorry not to be there around yesterday, to wish you a happy birthday, but all the best. We ain't finished our birthday yet. Blessings.
Thank you so much, Reverend McKenzie. All righty, so it's just about 15 minutes before the hour of 9. Anything else you would like to add, Pastor, before we wrap things up?
Yes, and thank you very much, and thank you to the callers. Just to let the first caller, I think, know that she can call me 753-1113.
753-1113.
Yes. All right. And they ought to know that I am right after you every morning.
Every morning. I make sure and set you up. Yes. So don't worry. I will be doing that as per usual.
Thank you.
Right.
Just to say this quick here, people. Are you committed to evangelism and mission? One, are you committed to living a holy life? Two, are you committed to your local church fellowship? Three, are you committed to spending time in prayer, worship, and the word? Four, are you committed to other believers in the body of Christ? Five, are you actively supporting God's work with your finances? Sister Carla, I'm telling you, we have not even scratched the surface of this, the church in Revelation. And I'm telling you, we can go into the detail of how the church, as far as Laodicea, traveling 45 miles south of the Philippines, you know, to arrive in the city of Laodicea. So there's a lot to bring to the table, and I truly thank God for the opportunity. I thank God. I take pleasure whenever I have to go into the Word, because this is where I want to stay.
Amen.
You know, as I keep telling people, if you spend time with diesel or gas, how you smell, Sister Carla?
Like diesel or gas?
Right. If you spend time with God, how you should smell and look and talk?
We should sound and behave and smell like God. This Holy Spirit should be, yeah, that fragrance should be there, that Holy Spirit fragrance.
Exactly, because we do know, Sister Carla, that people who are demon-possessed, how they smell like. That stink.
Yep, yep.
You come in and you hear them, the breath and everything. I mean, it's terrible. The devil is nasty. But God is clean and sweet and lovely, and, you know, I just want to love up on him.
Yes. I like what you say with love. You want to love up on him.
He's my daddy.
Yes.
You know, in the natural, my daddy didn't allow me to love up on him too much. But in the spiritual, God has, you know, when your father not there, the Bible says he will pick us up, you know, your mother, whatever. But the whole thing is that here we have a daddy that will never let us down. We could go on his lap and we could say, Abba.
Yes.
You know, and we could really love upon him. So,
amen.
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you all. Let everybody know that in just a few minutes, I'll be back here for the next 3 hours.
Yes.
12 o'clock. And we're going to shake up some things this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Morris Johnson, for passing through Inside Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. It was a pleasure getting into the Word. I felt as though I was in church with you this morning.
We fellowship.
Yeah, we fellowship. I love it.
Around the Word of God, and it's so unique, you know?
Yeah.
So that, you know, we can let others know that this can be done. Two or three of us get together. He is there in the midst.
Amen.
That is all it takes. For two or three of us, and we're right there in the midst. He's right there in the midst. So as we fellowship this morning, 2 solid hours of just loving up on the Lord and His Word.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you. Until the next time we have you on Your Voice, the Christian Perspective, for the End Time series.
Welcome.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Well, that's going to be it for me for today on this beautiful Monday, guys. I had an awesome time. I don't know about you, but we had church this morning. We had church. Good morning, Joy in Palmyra. Suzanne, happy birthday, love. Evelyn, Sammy, Hussein, Michelle Hernandez, all those of you texting on the text board this morning. Adele, Armani, Denise, Shairoon, Gina, Jeanette, Reverend Mackenzie, Glenda, Carla, you see how I sprightly? It's because God is shining within me. Yes. And that's good to know. That's really, really good to know. Good morning, guys. Good morning, everyone. God richly bless you today. Carla G saying much love to you, TNT, and my Sky family. I will be back with you tomorrow, God willing. Same time, same place, same frequency. Sky 99.5 FM, inspire, empower, so that you guys could do what? You can testify of what God has done for you. Pastor Morris Johnson is up next. Ooh, from 9 all the way to midday today. For the old time gospel hours. Keep it right here. Love you. Bye-bye.
Lifting you to a higher level. Sky 99.5 FM.